from KQED.
Now a different kind of story about life behind bars. During her years covering criminal justice, public radio journalist Nancy Mullane met many convicted murderers serving life sentences with the hope of winning parole. Mullane's new book, Life After Murder, profiles five San Quentin inmates who struggled to turn their lives around and make amends for their crimes after getting out.
You know, the first time I went in, I met the first man, Don Kronk. It was kind of a surprise meeting. It wasn't a planned meeting. I was left alone in a room inside the prison where the inmates are moving around. And he held out his hand and introduced himself, said, "My name's Don Kronk." That began this sense of a question. I knew he had committed murder, but I realized at that moment that I didn't know who people become who have committed murder 20, 30 years later.
All five of these guys, of course, committed murder in some cases, pretty grisly crimes. Mm-hmm. And I want to hear from one of them now. You've interviewed, of course, all of them. This one is Jesse Reed, who shot and killed a guy during a robbery, was convicted of first-degree murder and sentenced to 27 years to life. Let's listen to what he has to say about the crime that he committed.
I was doing a lot of drugs, you know. I was smoking cocaine and snorting heroin and drinking a lot. You know, I ran out of money one night and decided to go and do a robbery. And saw this guy who was soliciting a prostitute. You know, he looked it seemed to be an easy target, someone that wasn't going to put up a fight, you know, or just. And everything went bad. Everything went bad.
Nancy Mullane, all these crimes involved guns. Many of them involved drugs. What do you think these five guys have in common, other than the circumstances that got them into San Quentin?
I think one thing that they all share is having made one of the worst, most horrible decisions that anyone can make in their life, to take another life. I wasn't prepared for the experience of meeting men who had done that.
What do you mean? What was it that took you back?
I thought when I met men that had committed murder, they would still be that kind of viciousness. What I've learned is that was a series of bad decisions, often fueled by drugs and alcohol.
As the book title suggests, these are five men in search of redemption. What do you think redemption means, and how did they find it?
One way I think redemption, I've experienced what I have seen of redemption with these men, is their willingness to tell their stories, definitely taking responsibility and saying, "I did it." So that's number one, taking responsibility. Number two, I would say redemption involves self-acceptance, accepting what you've done for yourself and learning to live with the guilt and the pain and really the horror. And then finding something deep inside themselves. And they all have described this as a spiritual, deeply spiritual journey. It's a very personal moment. But once that moment happens and they begin this journey back, when they come to that point where they have accepted themselves, they have accepted their responsibility, they want to give back. They want to come out of prison better than they went in.
As you say, Nancy Mullane, at the end of your book, Jerry Brown is taking a very different approach to parole. He is approving about 83%, which is many times more than his predecessors. But I want to ask you a question about your emotional connection to these five men, mm-hmm. because as journalists, you know, we are taught to have an emotional distance from the people we're covering. And yet it seems to me in reading the book that you're very emotionally invested in them, in their lives. I mean, when they get out, you go to the beach with one of them, you go to dinner at their home. Did you ever have any concerns that maybe you were crossing a line?
You know, I didn't, because I always had the mic going. They always knew that everything that was happening was being recorded. And they always knew that I was a reporter. I was there to witness their lives on the outside. I was there. I asked them, "Give me access. Let me see you. If I'm going to see you on the outside, I need to see it all." you know, I've spent enough time with each of these men and their families, and to know that it's always there. The names, they have them embedded in their minds. They think of them every day. I hope he would be proud of what I'm doing. I hope this would make, in some way, make something out of his life. And I think that, you know, for them, they don't want to talk about it in a disrespectful way. So they're very careful how they talk about it. But when they do, oftentimes, in fact, a few of the men went to the graves of their victims the day they got out to just say, "I'm sorry."
Reporter Nancy Mullane, her book is called Life After Murder, Five Men in Search of Redemption. Thanks very much.
Thank you for the opportunity.